Next, we have Mr. David McKnight reading a portion of Dr. Martin Luther King's letter from a Birmingham jail. Put your hands together for Mr. David McKnight.
My dear fellow clergymen, while confined here in the Birmingham jail, I came across your recent statements calling my present activities unwise and untimely. Seldom do I pause to answer criticisms of my work and ideas. If I sought to answer all the criticisms that come across my desk, my secretaries would have little time for anything other than such correspondence in the course of the day. And I would have no time for constructive work. But since I feel that you are men of genuine goodwill and that your criticisms are sincerely set forth, I want to try to answer your statement in what I hope will be patient and reasonable terms. I cannot sit idly by in Atlanta and not be concerned about what happens in Birmingham. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. In any nonviolent campaign, there are four basic steps. Collection of the facts to determine whether injustice exists. Negotiation, self-purification, and direct action. We have gone through all these steps here in Birmingham, and there can be no gainsaying the fact that racial injustice engulfs this community. Birmingham is probably the most thoroughly segregated city in the United States. Its ugly record of brutality is widely known. We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. Never before have I written so long a letter. I'm afraid it is much too long to take your precious time. I can assure you that it would have been much shorter if I had been writing from the comforts of my desk. But what else can one do when he is alone in a narrow jail cell other than write long letters, think long thoughts, and pray long prayers? If I have said anything in this letter that overstates the truth and indicates an unreasonable impatience, I beg you to forgive me. If I have said anything that understates the truth and indicates my having a patience that allows me to settle for anything less than brotherhood, I beg God to forgive me. I hope this letter finds you strong in the faith, and I also hope that circumstances will soon make it possible for me to meet each and every one of you, not as an integrationist or civil rights leader, but as a fellow clergyman and a Christian brother. Let us all hope that the dark clouds of racial prejudice will soon pass away and the deep fog of misunderstanding will be lifted from our fear-drenched communities. And in some not too distant tomorrow, the radiant stars of love and brotherhood will shine over our great nation with all their scintillating beauty. Yours for the cause of peace and brotherhood, Martin Luther King, Jr.